K. Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump will pardon anti-abortion activists convicted of blocking entrances to abortion clinics. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill, where Trump's pardons of January 6th offenders aren't going over well.
These pardons now have created a threat, a safety threat for some of the Democrats on the Hill.
A judge has blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship, the judge calling the order blatantly unconstitutional. The CEO of the League of United Latin American Citizens, Juan Peruano, is relieved.
We're very excited. You know, we think that that's basically appropriate response. We were looking for a temporary restraining order specific to that executive order, and we think that it is fully warranted.
Trump says he will appeal the ruling. John Ratcliffe will be Trump's CIA director.
The yeas are 74, the nays are 25. The nomination is confirmed.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has lost the support of at least two Republican senators. The Senate votes on his nomination tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. Lisa Hale has a report.
He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A plan for a Buc-ee's near the Dells has stalled out. That's mainly over who's paying for the infrastructure. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. High near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday. High mid-30s. Currently it's 10 above.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Big show on a Friday. Make sure to join us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, and Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Don't make jokes about wiggling, especially not today. It's a very sensitive topic. And we will get into that. Hello, everybody. Welcome, Wisconsin. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host, and great to be with you on this. Conrad, what do we call Thursdays?
Popcorn.
Well, it's the popcorn pick of the week.
But
we coined a new phrase.
That's right. I totally just went out of my
Christmas
head.
Eve of weeknights.
Yeah, that's right.
Thursday night, baby. That's what it's all about. Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. On what is considered a balmy night compared to what it's been lately. It was a lovely sunny day here in northeast Wisconsin. I hope it was nice wherever you are. It was sunny and 75 in my head today, Conrad, as I was prepping this show. So it's always fun.
Yeah,
prepping Nightlight always warms my heart, and it's exciting to be on the air. We have a really fun show tonight. As I mentioned, it is our popcorn pick of the week, and joining us to do that at 6:35 is our pal, Greg Vadney. Greg is the executive director of the RAR, right? I'm saying that right. The RAR Museum.
The RAR
in Manitowoc. That should be their slogan. Do you think they do that? Do like an actual RAR? It's spelled differently.
I don't know if they do or not.
I'm going to run that by them. And then after the awkward silence, we'll move on with the interview. But Greg is a great guy. Greg was here several months ago, and we talked about Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc, which I didn't really know anything about. It was, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. A Russian satellite fell to Earth right in downtown Manitowoc, right at the intersection of where the RAR Museum is, right in the street. And it's commemorated with a little steel dealio right there in the middle of the street. So, very cool thing. Sputnik Fest. People in Manitowoc take it very seriously. Amanda Nimmer was there with her son, who won an award, which was cool, for his costume. But it's fun. There's people walking around dressed like aliens and space stuff. It's just a really different kind of fun atmosphere. And Greg was nice enough to invite me to that to let me be a judge for the costume contest. So that was good times. And Greg will be here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week. And I understand he's recovering from an illness, so he's being a gamer. He's lifting himself up by his own bootstraps, and he will be here to give us a popcorn pick of the week and tell us about a really cool event coming up at the museum as well. And then at 7:20, my guest is Kate Stapleton. She is a harpist? I don't really know the term. She plays the harp, and now she's a filmmaker. She made a film called The Inner Sea that will make its worldwide premiere at the Door County Film Festival in early February. That's coming up. That's right around the corner. So Kate will be here talking about her film. I had the opportunity to watch part of it today. Mesmerizing photography and really cool stuff in the film. We'll jump into that at 7:20. this is upsetting, Conrad. And I'm not going to go off too much, but because they do it every 3 months, it seems like. But Netflix has raised their prices again.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that because it felt like yesterday it just went up. And now, like, because, you know, they have the 4K version with right. no ads, and that's like $20 a month. So if they raise that too as well, that's crazy.
Well, here's where we're at. Their standard plan goes up to $17.99.
Whoa, okay, $2.50. Okay, I was wrong then.
But their premium, their highest price premium tier, is also increasing from $22.99 to $24.99. So $25 a month just for Netflix.
So you said it was $17 for the regular version.
Okay, here are the plans. The Netflix plans. The ad-supported tier is increasing from $6.99 to $7.99.
Okay.
$1 a month.
Yeah, $12 with a ads.
Year. Yeah, you got to sit through ads, and I don't even know how many there are.
I don't know.
Is it 5 minutes? Is it a 30-second ad? I don't know, but I don't have that plan. But while the standard ad tier fee will go from $15.49 to $17.99, $2.50 a month, and its highest price premium tier is increasing from $22.99 to $24.99.
That's crazy.
So it is crazy. And their reasoning for doing this is what is really insane. We have to raise the price. Okay, here's the other thing. Netflix added like 18 million subscribers in the fourth quarter. So they added 18 million people. They have 300 million worldwide subscribers now. And they raised prices. And their rationale for doing this is that they have to keep making content.
See, this...
they can't even come up with a good excuse.
And after I just watched that their newest movie with Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
I got bored during it. I didn't even finish it.
Did they finance that?
I like literally skipped to a part to like, maybe this part will be more interesting. Nope. All right, I'm done.
That's a bad sign.
So, and honestly, the critics hated that movie too. It got like a 20-something percent. So for them to be like, oh, we're making good content, so we need to raise the prices, is crazy.
They could have said, we need more money to fix the buffering on our sporting events, because that was a travesty. That was annoying. This is so bold. Like, they don't even care. Yeah, we're raising the prices, and we picked up millions more viewers. We don't really care. They didn't even spend time, their PR, marketing department, whatever, to come up with a good excuse. We have to keep putting out more content. Well, you do that alone, just with the new subscribers. So that leads us, folks, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
If you haven't already, at what price would you finally cancel Netflix? That's tonight's question, folks. If you haven't already canceled Netflix, because I know some people have, at what price do you finally cancel this service? And you can share, what's the most you'd pay for any streaming service? That's mine. I still pay for Netflix. And I'll probably stick with them a little longer, but the problem is everybody can come up with $2 a month, so they stick with it, and Netflix keeps raising the prices. There has to be some kind of revolt. Because their service isn't great. Of all the streaming services on my TV, that's the one that takes the longest. I get that circle, the loading circle, the most.
Yeah.
They can't fix that? They're already the biggest. So let us know your thoughts, and we will read them on the radio. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That's what we're doing here, folks. We're talking about Netflix raising their prices again despite adding 17 or 18 million more subscribers in the fourth quarter. They have 300 million subscribers worldwide. So do the math. You know, $25 a month times 300, even if you do the lowest tier, $8 times 300, that's 2.4 billion just on the low subscribers alone. That finances a lot of content.
Yeah.
And I get it. You got to market and all that. But I would be willing to bet most people have a higher tier plan. So they're raking in billions of dollars a year. And we're paying for it because we're suckers. and we like to be entertained. Therein lies the problem. So, all right. So on this day, this is a big day for releases. Casablanca came out in 1943, which I think is pretty cool. Equally as exciting, Courtney and Kim Take New York, 2011. Conrad, I don't know if you remember that little movie that came out.
I do not.
We have a clip of that. We'll play tomorrow. I found a clip from that movie, and it's great. You gotta the girls just look like they were having so much fun. So we'll get into that tomorrow night. We were going to get into it tonight, but I saw this article. All right, where is that? I got to read the actual title. Here it is. This is from a lawmaker in Mississippi. This article just dropped 6 hours ago. Mississippi lawmaker introduces Contraception Begins at Erection Act. I think we all know what an erection is, right? We're big kids.
I think so.
We know what contraception means. And they show the state capital in Mississippi. Like, this is where the think tank is tackling this problem. Mississippi State Senator Bradford Blackman, a Democrat, introduced a bill this week that would seemingly ban men from masturbating or engaging in other sexual acts when they have no intent to fertilize an embryo. The amount of times men do that without the intent of fertilizing an embryo, you talk about Netflix having a lot of subscribers. The bill is titled Contraception Begins at Erection Act. It would make it unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo. They can't even say it. They're tap dancing around it.
My first question is, how would you monitor this?
Apparently, yeah, there are no peeping Tom laws in Mississippi. Because you're right. The first fine, the bill was introduced Monday. It imposes fines of $1,000 for a first offense. $5,000 for a second offense. And $10,000 for any subsequent offenses. There goes my pre-show routine.
Oh, no.
How am I supposed to get ready for Nightlight every night, folks? That gets a bell ring for some reason. I love it. I don't understand that. And people argue this is in response, like, hey, if women don't have control over their bodies, men shouldn't either. Yeah, I get that. So let's just all do what we want to do and not hurt other people. There's my in-depth analysis of this problem. The bill is unlikely to pass the GOP-led state legislature. The bill is unlikely to pass the GOP-led state legislature because no one has a free hand. But if it does, it is signed into law by Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican. It would go into effect in July. Boy, this guy. I mean, I know the South is pretty conservative, but this guy doesn't want to be reelected. Yeah. That's going to bring people to the polls. No pun intended. And it says here, everything, I think they do this on purpose. This bill highlights the fact and brings the man's role into the conversation. People can get up in arms, well, most guys can't, and call it absurd, but I can't say that bothers me. They're okay with this. All right. That's a hell of a start. That's entertainment, though. We talk about entertainment.
We do.
And that's what that is. All right. We'll get more into this. Maybe we'll read your texts. We're going to do the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. So much going on. Great to have you with me. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
So if people in Mississippi get their way, or this lawmaker, I should say. God, what, you can't do that, right?
It just doesn't make sense. Like, how would you monitor that? How would you hand out fines? How would they know?
Yeah, and if people want to be the guys that have to inspect everything, they're a bunch of pervs. So this is just a lose-lose all the way around.
Just doing my check.
Right. Knock, knock.
Got to check your pipes.
It doesn't make sense. It's awful. And, you know, good God, people are going to be walking around like Steve Carell and the 40-year-old virgin. We don't want that. That's even more obscene. I don't want that. Hey, folks, this is exciting. Helping us light the night, we have a new sponsor here. And what better sponsor to help us light the night than the Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue? They've been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking, or if you're even just starting out, they'll steer you right. But if you're looking for one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 700 cigars to choose from and a walk-in humidor. Conrad, you know what I like about the walk-in humidor?
You just walk right in.
There you go, buddy. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. And that's important because I wouldn't know personally, like, if there's a certain type of spirit or liqueur or whatever that goes with a certain kind of cigar. But that's what they do at the Appleton Cigar Company. They will steer you right and experience this awesome atmosphere at the Appleton Cigar at the Appleton Cigar Company at 415 College Avenue, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com. And I will say, have you been to a cigar lounge?
Yeah. This is what, so the first time I tried to pair a cigar with a liquor,
yeah,
I think I did not do it right. So definitely get someone who knows what they're doing,
yeah,
to do it for you. Be like, oh, this pairs perfect with it. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, it's to me, the experience, and I've been to more cigar lounges like when I lived out west where they didn't even have alcohol. It was just for the cigar. And I will say that was a great atmosphere. It was just fun to hang out there and socialize. They're really, it is an experience. If you haven't tried it, I would check it out. And if you have to try it at the Appleton Cigar Company right there at 415 College. Great atmosphere, great place, great people. Norm Kopeski will take care of you. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are outraged over Netflix raising their prices again, $2.50 a month. $2 a month for their highest, their premium platform. But that's our question of the night. If you haven't already, at what price would you finally cancel Netflix or any streaming service? You can also share what is the most you would pay for a streaming service, because I think Netflix is far and away the most. I know HBO and Hulu pair theirs, and that might be about the same or a little more, but that's for two services. I mean, Netflix is just out of control. So let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or the stream. It's just great to hear from you, and it's more fun when you guys are part of the show. So let's go to the text line. Lisa from Middleton says, 18 monthly. Once I finish A Year in the Life, the Gilmore Girls special limited series, I'm done with Netflix. That's Lisa in Middleton. Yeah, I think, and the interesting thing is, Lisa, you can, and I don't think people realize this, you can get the service just for a month. Like, this isn't like, the great thing about these streaming services is you don't have to sign a one-year contract like you used to have to do with Time Warner or Spectrum or Adelphia, whatever. You can get them as needed. You can get Netflix for 1 month, pay $18 or $25 and watch as much content for 1 month and then cancel it for 2 months, pick it back up again, you know, but we don't, I never think like that. I get probably 10 streaming services because I watch a lot of them. And if I was more organized, I could go through and set up a system and save some money. But most people don't do that. But that is something to consider. If you're an organized person, that's a good way to approach TV watching when you're streaming. I don't think any of them. You know what? I take that back. Amazon Prime, most people, I know we pay yearly, so we get roped in. But you could probably pay for that monthly, too, if you can stay on top of it. Monica in Mount Horeb, she's in the 608, says, I don't have Netflix, so I'll respond to the erection thing. Hey, I don't have cable, but here's some erection talk. She says, it'll be the honor system, like in that Seinfeld episode when they were betting who could go the longest without masturbating. And if Seinfeld is a show about nothing, what is Nightlight about? There's popcorn, movies, authors, TV shows, sports, etc. What's it all about, Alfie? Little Dionne Warwick reference there. I like that, Monica. We are about keeping our finger on the pulse of entertainment and current events. How's that, Monica?
We are keeping our fingers on it tonight.
Yeah, we can't use, we have to be careful how we choose our words. Fingers and pulse, probably not good words, but I think you get what I'm trying to say here. We should have clipped that Seinfeld thing too. You know, the problem is I just saw this before we went on the air. And last night I told you, I was driving home. I'm on Highway 41. If you're driving, if you have a pickup truck, folks, and you got a bunch of crap in the back, make sure it's secure. Something flew off a truck. I hit it. Barely. I was fine. I wasn't injured, but it did tear something under my car. So I had to get that looked at. It's going to get fixed. It's fine, but that's annoying. There should be, is there a law for that? There should be a law for that. You can't just throw crap in the back of your truck and hope it doesn't fall out.
Yeah, while you're going 75 miles per hour.
You have a responsibility to other drivers.
Yeah.
I think, right?
You should.
Oh, man. Get me wound up tonight. And I have no way to relax anymore either. If I live in Mississippi, I got to just go run around the block or take a cold shower or something. Yeah, I had all this stuff. We didn't even get the Oscar nominations. So we'll have to talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about that after the popcorn pick. The Oscar nominations are out, folks. 10 films drawing a Best Picture nomination. We'll talk about the actors and actresses. We'll do that. But first, coming up right after the news, which is right around the corner here, after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed, Greg Vadney is in the hizzy. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week on behalf of the Rar Museum in Manitowoc. We're talking movies at 7:20 with Kate Stapleton. We'll talk about her documentary that's premiering in the Door County Film Festival, Oscars. We've got it all. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It's the Christmas Eve of weeknights. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee voters in the 3rd District are a little more knowledgeable today. Last night, a forum was held with 8 candidates for the 3rd aldermanic seat fielding questions. There's a primary next month. The seat was left open after the death of Alderman Jonathan Brostoff in November. Wisconsin's kids took center stage in Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address. In his 7th such address, Evers announced 2025 as the year of the kid. Following a recent school shooting in Madison, the governor urged bipartisan action on gun safety regulations.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
Evers' announced agenda includes initiatives to make child care more affordable, offering free school meals, and bolstering mental health resources for students in public schools. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The FDA had proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. That way, something like a raisin, which has a bunch of natural sugar, doesn't get preferential treatment over the cranberry with its added sugar. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state. We're responsible for 62% of the nation's supply.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a 5th season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. High near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday. High mid-30s. Currently it's 10 above.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right. One of my favorite times of the week makes me think about popcorn in movies. And I am very excited to have in the studio a pleasant surprise. I thought we were doing this over the stream, but this
I couldn't help myself.
A bonus round here. We've got Greg Vadney in the studio. He's the executive director of the RAR Museum in Manitowoc, a phenomenal museum. And you're joining us here on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week.
I'm happy to be here in person. Yeah, absolutely. It's not a bad drive. Pretty quick trip.
It's not too bad.
Up from Manitowoc.
What does that take you?
It's about 35 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad. I live about 55 minutes away.
Oh, yeah.
So 35 is not too bad.
35 is not bad.
That's like suburbs, you know, kind of.
Hey, I used to live in Washington, D.C., and I would do a 35-minute commute would probably be about 2.5 miles. So
it's brutal.
This isn't too bad.
You're doing okay.
Yeah.
And you were on Mino and the Mayor the other day.
I was. That had to be exciting. The other morning. Yep, absolutely.
Did you have to fight to get a word in, or were they like?
I love being on with them because it is such a free flow thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to be on my toes. And it was like negative 12 degrees. So I was thawing out and trying to keep up.
It's fun when you're on that show because you can just choose your words so frugally. Because it's like an open, like a discussion. Those guys are very talkative, and it's like, oh, I'm going to sit on this one, but I'll say this. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly
it's
right.
It's fun. It's such a great show.
I love that you put it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you in the studio. Glad you're feeling better. You had the stuff that was going around.
I hope I don't have a coughing fit during this. That's not great for radio.
But
I can assure you that I'm not contagious anymore.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
I trust you. Conrad said he's still not coming into the studio.
That's why the window's there.
Hey, so for those of us, Greg, let's do this. Let's make the pick, and then you've got some cool stuff coming up at your museum that we need to talk about. Because you got a big 75th. This is a big
75th
year.
Anniversary at the RAR.
Not too shabby.
And we can get to that. But you want the pick
let's
first,
let's do the movies first. Let's talk about movies. Do you go to the movies, or do you watch them at home typically?
You know, I've still got young kids at home. I got older kids and younger kids. I've been having kids for almost 20 years now. And so when I'm going to the theater, I'm usually going to see something rated G. My wife and I do not get out often ourselves to watch movies.
Well, having all those kids.
So if I'm
you
in
don't
the
need
theaters,
to get out. You're having your.
I'm chasing kids around.
Yeah.
And I'm usually watching half of it. I will tell you, the last time I went to a movie in the theater was with my two youngest, and it was like Kung Fu Panda 4 or something. I don't know whether it's 3 or 4. That is not my pick, by the way.
Right.
I fell asleep. For most of that movie, it was glorious.
Isn't that brutal, though?
It was like a Sunday afternoon, and there was barely anybody in the theater. And I thought I was dropping them off with my brother and sister-in-law, but they had something fall through. So I'm sitting in there with them, and I'm like, oh, gosh. And the next thing I know, the like end credits, my kids are pulling on me, and I woke up so refreshed. I highly recommend, if you need a good nap. That Kung Fu Panda 4.
Kung Fu Panda 4, good to know. I fell asleep during the movie Inception.
Oh, you did? Oh, well,
you know what that's about?
That will super confuse you then.
I was so lost. Okay, so it was like the holidays. I had a couple cocktails.
That seems a little meta. Like, that's about, like, you know, people being in and out of dreams.
Being in and out of dreams. That's why it was so crazy. And I thought I was in for the night. I decided to go to the movie at the last minute after a few cocktails. There's like six of us in the row. And we're up front, and I fell asleep, and I made a noise that my friend tells me sounded like this. His laughter woke me up, and I go, what's the story? He goes, dude, you just made a really funny noise. The whole theater was laughing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm totally lost in this movie about dreams. So I hear you. But kids' movies, some of them are good. And how many kids do you have, by the way, Greg?
I have six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Six?
Greg's son is here.
You get to that point, and the only time it seems like a lot is when I say it, because people's reaction is usually, even if they don't say anything out loud, the facial reaction. And then when we're trying to buy a car, and you're like, my choices are limited.
You need that third.
But my eldest is in college now. We're pushing him out of the house one by one. We'll get through it.
You'll get through it.
But one of the ones that my kids love and I love is Penguins of Madagascar. That movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Fantastic.
I heard it's great. Have you seen Paddington?
No, I haven't seen any of the Paddingtons, and there's a new one coming out.
Your son saw Paddington. People lose their minds over Paddington, and I have to see it because it's supposed to be great.
All right.
And the second one too, I guess, is good too. So
Most of the movies I watch that are going to be, like, for me, are going to be at home.
At home, okay.
You know, gotta be streaming them. And I would say a few things. One, I'm a couch guy more than, like, an easy chair guy.
Okay.
I like to be on a couch.
You lay down?
Usually, I do sometimes, but okay. I at least start sitting up. I don't like get myself situated on the couch laying down.
Yeah,
I might end up that way. Right. Food stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure you want that.
Popcorn, I would love to hear.
Popcorn's great.
And at home too.
And we pop popcorn at home.
Nice.
It's like we don't do the microwave bag. We'll pop it out.
That's fantastic.
I'm a huge fan of like some salty fried foods and sodas.
Same.
Like I love soda.
That would be soda.
I'm a big. I'll tell you what. Oh man, we could get into this for hours. So I like cola.
All right.
I like Pepsi, probably over Coke, barely.
Wow. Okay.
But both of them, really? RC, Royal Crown.
RC is not too bad.
I wonder if it's because when I was a kid growing up in New York, I was a Mets fan in the 80s, and RC was all over Shea Stadium. It was like their main advertiser. I don't know whether that's when I clicked into that, but RC Cola has always stuck with me.
I'm with you.
Love it, man.
And you
Give
know
me
what?
The Royal Crown.
I don't, once in a while, I don't know if RC does it, but you'll run into like, I was never a huge Dr. Pepper fan, but mm-hmm. I saw, coming back from Madison one day, I saw a real sugarcane Dr.
Yes.
Pepper. It was ice cold, and it was about it was the greatest meal I've ever had.
Yeah.
That bottle of soda.
That bottle of
and
soda.
And I kid myself saying, well, this is more healthy because it's real sugar. It's
of
really
course.
Not. But it's
yeah,
just a
not,
little
not
bit,
not like
right?
that unhealthy corn.
Fructose corn syrup, yeah. So you got your soda, you got your popcorn, some salty foods. What about when you go to the theater? What's your snack? Do you do the popcorn still?
Yeah, it's okay. Going to be popcorn for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think we're ready. Conrad, do you think we're ready? Let's do it.
We do the suggestion?
Greg Vadney, after a brief drum roll, we will ask you for your popcorn pick of the week.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Vadney from the RAR Museum in Manitowoc makes the popcorn pick of the week. If you would, please.
I am going to. My popcorn pick of the week, Ben Affleck vehicle. Ben Affleck directed. Ben Affleck starred in Argo.
Nice.
Based on the true story of six American diplomats.
Oh, diplomats.
Were in,
okay.
They were in Iran in 1979 when... the Islamic Revolution happened, and the American embassy was stormed.
Yeah.
These six got out, ended up at the house of the, I think it was the Canadian consulate.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
The Canadian government and the CIA worked together to get them out. And the way they did, I don't think I'm going to give too much away. it's based on this historic story.
Yeah.
It definitely takes some liberties, but... The story is that they created, along with people in Hollywood, a background of a fake movie, a sci-fi movie called Argo,
which they were
portrayed as being six Canadian filmmakers who were scouting locations.
Right.
And they had to be trained by the CIA operative who snuck into Tehran in Iran on how to be like a cameraman or the director. And try to figure out, like, in case they get questioned.
Right.
They know all the stuff. And then they went so far as to, they built a studio office in Hollywood for the specific reason of, if anybody did research, that there would be an office there.
Someone there to answer the phone.
And they actually took out ads in the trades.
Right.
So, like, Variety, Hollywood Reporter, you can still go back into the archives and see the newspaper articles that advertised a movie that was never intended to exist other than be a cover from the CIA to get these six Americans out of Tehran.
John Goodman was like
one of the guys. Yep,
yeah.
An executive.
That's a great pick.
It's a great pick. And the thing is, one of the other things, if I can go back to how I watch movies now, unfortunately, is like when I do love movies that are based on real things.
Right.
And spy capers like this are like, they're my wheelhouse. I was a young person in 79 and 80, but it's close enough that like it's during my lifetime that it feels there's a familiarity that makes it exciting to me.
Yeah.
Right. I always think to myself when things are based on something that was on TV in color, then I can adjust. And I, like, that seems like my era. So, but I end up with my phone out doing research on the actual story. And I finished Argo when I first watched it. I'm trying to remember. I don't think I saw it in the theater, but I would have watched it immediately when I could have if it wasn't in the theater. And right after the credits ran, I was like, I need to find out this story. I need to find out more about this story. And it's an absolutely bananas true story.
Did it win Best Picture?
I don't think it did.
It got a lot of nominations. We'll have to, Conrad, see if you can Google that. I meant to do that before the show.
I think Affleck won a Golden Globe for directing it.
There was something too, like, he didn't win Best Picture, but he won Best Director or something like that.
Or maybe he didn't win Director and it did win Best Picture.
I'll say this. Are you surprised at all that Ben Affleck is a really good director?
Yeah.
I don't love him as an actor. I think he's okay. But he has like Clark Gable. Who did I just saw someone in an old movie. And sometimes you watch old movies and you go, oh, when he came along, like Kevin Costner, oh, he looks like Steve McQueen.
Yep.
And Ben Affleck, maybe it was Montgomery Clift, but I get the look, but he's kind of this like handsome, tall guy who is, you know, maybe some people consider him a pretty boy and he's a leading man. And then, oh, yeah, also he can direct and he's a pretty good director. He did Gone Girl, Argo, The Town.
The Town, yeah.
So that kind of blew me away. But that's a great pick, right? Greg Vadney just made the popcorn pick of the week, and it's Argo. If you haven't seen Argo, folks, I highly recommend you check it out. It's a lot of suspense when they're trying to get... I forgot
it's
the Canadian angle.
Like, in the end of it, as they're trying to navigate and get to the airport and hopefully get out, it's riveting, the whole thing.
It is.
But the story behind it is just, please, if you watch Argo, then at least Wikipedia it.
Right.
Look up this story because it is the most bananas, crazy story, true story of, like, you know, it's spy stuff. It's the CIA and the things, the measures that they take to get this done is crazy.
It reminded me a little bit of a movie called Wag the Dog from the early
2000s
with Woody Harrelson and Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
Just because they used the Hollywood angle.
Is Pacino or De Niro's in it?
Pacino is in it too. Pacino? I don't think De Niro is, but this had a great cast too. You got Ben Affleck, Brian Cranston, Alan Arkin, I think was
That's
the other
right.
studio
Alan Arkin
executive.
Is the other guy in Hollywood. Yep.
Tate Donovan. Yeah. Scoot McNairy's and everything. I love that guy. But yeah, that's a great pick. Thank you, Greg. Greg Vanney from the Rar Museum in Manitowoc. He's the executive director hanging out with us a little bit on Nightlight. His popcorn pick of the week that he just did in person. And I give a little more credit to people who show up in person and show their face and make their pick. And that was.
I wish I could tell you that it's easy to find on streaming, but I was looking it up when I was thinking, boy,
oh, really?
This would be a good pick. You got to pay for it no matter what. There's no place that you can just pick it up and go.
The weird thing about paying is I pay for so much anyway, like when it comes to movies.
Yeah, it's hard to then look up and be like, well, there are, you know, 16,000 movies available on my different streaming services. Do I really want to pay another $4.99 for one just because I'm in the mood?
Right. And I used to not, like, if it would just let you rent it because it was just out and it was like $20 or buy it, I'd be like, no way. And then I started thinking, I'm like, if I go to the theater, I'm dropping $50.
Oh, yeah.
So I might as well. So I would say I've purchased like 10 movies over the last 2 years for $20. And it's like, whatever. If they're great, I don't care. I might go back to them and own them forever. Greg's here. We're going to do a very short break, and then we'll come back and talk about the Rar Museum. 75 years, folks. That is nothing to sneeze at. And he's going to tell us about some of the really cool stuff that they have coming up there. It's a great place if you have not checked it out. I love the Sputnik angle. We can get into that, too. You got
of course,
a really cool
part
little
of our history.
Landmark
Absolutely.
Right there. So we'll get into that, too. On Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It's the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and it's the Civic Media Radio Network. And there's only one thing I can say.
great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey, this is Adam Brody, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Okay, so Argo won Best Motion Picture at the Golden Globes. 2013, I believe. Academy Awards, it did win Best Picture.
I'm not going to give you garbage, Pete. I'm coming here with a popcorn pick of the week.
He drove 35 miles 35. To be here to deliver this pick. It also won the Screen in Actors person. Guild Awards for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Here's a fun fact. In the last 30 years, the Best Picture winner at the Oscars has won, that film has also taken home the SAG Award, Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Cast, with the exception of four times in 30 years. So that says something, too, and that was consistent here,
and like,
too.
And like we were talking about before the break, it's got a dynamite cast.
Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense.
No, I'm glad. I'm going to have to give that a rewatch because it's been a few years since I've seen it. But
it's fun.
Great film.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I couldn't help. I love films based on history, as we were talking about before the break. And I figured, you know, I'm going to be talking about the history of my museum here. So it makes a lot of sense to have like a historical drama.
We
have our own historical drama at the Rar West.
That's right. We got a message on the stream from Craig. He says, Pete, rumor has it that Bill Rubin had a bit to do with the story inside the story with Argo. Oh, Craig. If you get some info on that, we have to do something about that. That would be fantastic. Bill Rubin made the giant spider invasion. He's from a foreign country. I want to say like Albania or something.
All right.
I can't remember where exactly he's from, but he grew up in Chicago, moved to northern Wisconsin, and he's this film producer. He created a really cool piece of equipment. He made films that he directed. They just had a big event, I think, in Waiwega a few months ago for the 50th anniversary or something like that of the giant spider invasion. It's a really fun movie to watch.
Oh, man.
But
and then he's got some connection. Because, you know, my understanding is that movie Argo was not the movie I had recommended, but the fake Argo.
Yeah.
There was like a it had been in production limbo. Okay. So there was something to it that it was started, and then the CIA just said, "Oh, this script could work for us as the cover." That was my understanding.
Really?
So I don't know whether this person's saying that he had something to do with the actual like screenplay or producing or the thing that never actually got finished, or whether he was one of the people that also got tapped because people in Hollywood were tapped to be like the fake people.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he's had a really, Bill Rabane has been on the show too as a guest. He's had a really interesting life. So Craig, do some digging. I'd love to hear more about that. That's fascinating.
Awesome.
But you've got a lot of stuff to promote at your museum. Yes, so I mentioned, Greg is the executive director of the RAR Museum in Manitowoc. And it's a great place. If you haven't been there, you know, Manitowoc has a lot of cool stuff. It's right on the lake. It's a great little town. Tell us about, give people an overview of the RAR before we get into some of these cool things.
Yeah, so probably when you go into the RAR West, the first thing that I like to tell people is that we are a City of Manitowoc facility. So we're actually run as a department of the City of Manitowoc. Very rare for any museum, let alone an art museum. So when people come in, they're like, oh, great, like small art museum, small, you know, town. And then they walk in and they're faced with like Warhol's, Picasso's, George O'Keefe, and some of Wisconsin's best art. And obviously they pay my salary, so I know people might be doubtful. But if you check out the RAR West Museum, countless people walk in and say, why is this stuff here? Like,
don't
this should
you
be
hate
in Chicago.
That,
well, I love it because my answer that I've developed is, why shouldn't it be here?
Yeah, exactly.
Why shouldn't a small town be able to have that sense of pride? And again, because it is a city facility, that George O'Keefe painting is owned by all of the people who live in Manitowoc.
Oh, that's
it's
really
not owned
cool.
by a private nonprofit. It's owned by the city. It's owned by the people of the city. So that's pretty unique. And we are essentially a one of a kind. And to be able to say that for 75 years is a huge accomplishment for us. We've been around since 1950. That's when the city set up our board of directors. We weren't even an art museum at that point. We had no West in our name. The Wests and the art came later. But through the years, the museum has like really excelled to the point where last year, in 2024, we saw over 21,000 people come through the doors. That's not counting our Sputnik Fest or any of the outdoor events, which are a few thousand more. It was one of our top 5 years. And 21,000 for some places isn't that big. But for a town like Manitowoc of 33,000 people, to get 21,000 in the door with a staff of three and a budget of under $300,000 is pretty awesome. And with the 75th anniversary, we got many, many more things coming up to keep those numbers strong.
You've only been there for 70 of those years. I'm kidding, Greg.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Man. I feel like it was some of these wrinkles.
I doubt that very much. But I'm with you, though, because we both come from bigger areas.
Yep.
And we live in smaller towns now. And it bothers me when people from big cities say, I can't believe this is here. But it also bothers me when people that live in that town don't frequent it or don't appreciate what they have. And so I feel like we're in the middle a little bit here.
That's one thing that I really give Manitowoc a lot of credit, because as a city museum, we've gotten a lot of wonderful support. Now, I got to mention February the 8th,
we'll get
Saturday.
Into it. Can you stick around after the news?
Oh, yeah, I'll stick around for a while.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Rather
February
Rather than try
8th.
To cram all of this,
you
we
got it.
Because we got some stuff to talk about, really cool stuff.
Sure, man.
And I want to ask you, Sputnik Fest is so different and so weird and so cool. We'll probably touch on that again, too. Greg Vadney is here. He made the popcorn pick of the week. It's Argo if you're looking for something to rent. And we will be back after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what you need to know with Greg Vadney. He'll tell us what's going on at the RAR in its 75th year, ladies and gentlemen. That's nothing to sneeze at. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge puts a 14-day pause on President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
For a judge at a temporary restraining order to say blatantly unconstitutional, it is worth emphasizing that you don't typically see that type of language at this initial stage.
Pete Hegseth's nomination to lead the Pentagon narrowly advances in the Senate, clearing the way for a final confirmation vote. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Is this man with a known history of excessive drinking, the guy you want at the other end of the phone at 2 a.m. in a crisis, in control of the nuclear codes?
OxyContin makers, the Sackler family, and Purdue Pharma reach a $7.4 billion settlement with 15 states for fueling the opioid crisis. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
If you add other opioid manufacturers and pharmacies to the mix, all these lawsuits combined resulted in $50 billion in settlements.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.